Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. How about a split versus the Los Angeles Angels? How does that make you feel? Astros.
How does that make you feel? Meh.
Yeah, that was meh. Weird place that you're in with an Astros team that continues to lead their division and thankfully seems to is slowly expanding just a little bit, the lead, three-game lead versus over the Mariners, rather. And according to ESPN, for whatever it's worth, 90.3% chance of making the playoffs, obviously via winning that division. So, I mean, the Astros team, they're you know, cruising along and clearly headed towards postseason play, as it feels like. However, it feels like we're finding a level of stasis with this Astros team that I'm not super happy about, as in some ways evidenced by a series split against an Angels team that is somewhat unserious. Did not have their manager, obviously, due to health issues, get well soon, Ron Washington. But you just couldn't put up runs except for yesterday.
I don't know how they've extended their lead.
Slightly extended.
To three games. Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, I'm just being honest with this up and down nature. We've talked about it a lot, and that's not necessarily what we're going to talk about here. But it is interesting and confusing that they're still managing to get this done with a lot of things still not going in their favor. Still not exactly what you would expect. I mean, Framber Valdez, who pitches tonight, is 1-3 in his last five games. Hunter Brown is 1-2 in his last five games. How are they doing this? Is the thing with me. It's just timeliness. Sometimes you can maybe attribute it to the schedule. Sometimes it might just be, you know, the timely hitting, which they have gotten that occasionally, except for two games when they got an infield hit as their only hit. And what'd they go, 15 innings without a run at one point during the weekend?
Yeah. And I mean, you talk about the timeliness. They're not timely enough. They're runners in, or they're yeah. Batting with runners in scoring position is abysmal.
Mm-hmm. So how are they doing it?
Sheer power will. I don't mm-hmm. know. Like, I don't have it for you. But I think, and tell me if you think I'm wrong in this, I think I've gotten to a place where I know what offensively I have to expect from this team, even as you return. Obviously, you've had Carlos Correa for a month and some change now. You're getting Yordan back for a short period of time, mind you, but a period of time here. I think you're starting to get a feel for it. This offense is only going to do so much. Over the entirety of the season, this is about an average offense, maybe a tick below average. And I think that's what you kind of have to expect.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're getting to a place where you're just going to need your defense and your pitching to be stellar, as it kind of has been for the most part, with, you know, skips and stutters between, as is, I guess, relatively expected in what is a marathon of a season of 162.
It's true, but as I mentioned, even Hunter Brown and Framber, you've kind of had a mixed bag here of late. So,
but I don't know how much of those, Hunter Brown-wise, I wouldn't say how much of those, I wonder how much of those are the run support aspect.
Sure.
Framber, he's had his issues, but he's kind of steadied the ship in some way, and we'll see how much that is the case today as they start the set versus the Yankees, who I've continued to call an unserious bunch. But yeah, man, it just feels like I'm in a place where I'm not depending on the offense to get them over. Just give me enough run support and hopefully find a level of hitting when you need to get you to the place. But I think even more than getting you to the end of the season, this creates concerns for me on what you do in the postseason when you have less time to get things done and you have to be more efficient.
The Mariners are just, you know, you're giving them an opportunity and they're not taking advantage of it. You're just flat out. Astros are 12-17 at home since July 1st. I mentioned, you know, Hunter Brown and Framber, whether it's their fault or not, a combined 2-5 in their last 10 games. So you're giving it to them. You're giving it to the Mariners, and they're not taking advantage. So that leads to the question, at least I'm asking myself,
okay,
like, what do you need the most it's September, by the way, you know, so, you know, it's time. It's no longer early by any gauge. It's September. What do you need the most going down the stretch? And I'm looking at Christian Walker, who has been somewhat of a timely hitter here and there, but can you count on that? I think you need, and I've said it for a month now, one of these guys, Luis Garcia. Shout out to Luis Garcia for getting it done.
Yeah.
Worth the wait, at least yesterday he was. Spencer Arrighetti, something of a yo-yo. You need one of these guys to sort of steady the ship on those days when Yordan and Fromber and Hunter Brown are not pitching. And then you need Yordan, to really go on one of those tears that he's want to do.
Yeah, that feels like the order is having your pitching remain stout and maybe be even more stout. Which is that fair to them? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But the offense has been so inconsistent, and especially maybe the one consistent place is the inconsistency when it comes to hitting when you get to runners in scoring position, which is the biggest and most important of times to hit. Is when you load them up, you get them into scoring position, you get them in a threatening position. You need to be able to make the most of it. This team hits towards leather so often. Mm-hmm. Like we talk about the exit velocity, which honestly they've been kind of low on. I was doing a little baseball savant,
your nerd thing.
That's right. Yeah. Doing a little bit of that yesterday, and they are, I think, in the bottom 1% of exit velocity. Like they're not getting a lot of hard contact, and it's going a lot towards gloves. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, I don't know how much it can be like, oh man, this is unfortunate. It just feels like this is a feature at this point of what this offense is. And so as much as, hey, reinforcements, every time we've had a level of reinforcements, it helps, but it doesn't fix it. So again, I'm leaning on this is going to need to be a pitching and defense led operation, I think, as you head down the very final stretch of this.
And is Jason Alexander what you need the most? Is he this year's Yusei Kikuchi? Something that you didn't really necessarily think that was going to be clutch. I know he's had, a couple of moments here and there, but 4-1?
With the timing, yeah, probably more Yusei, but I think I saw someone make mention of he might be Ronel Blanco.
Mm.
Where this is just one of those, all right, you popped up, you're getting a good season, and roll with it while you have it. And it might be that, especially having him be a little bit of a reclamation project. As what was he with the A's at one point? Is that what it was? If memory serves. But yeah, either way, it's just continued success pitching wise, and whichever the ones as you mentioned, whether it's,
and I didn't mention Christian Javier, who needs to be mentioned here,
right?
Yeah,
but those guys, I think they just need to continue dealing, right? Or like find ways to deal while you also have Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. And the scary part for me is that probably is an unfair expectation, especially as you head towards the postseason, for that being like the recipe, especially if you're not going to have absolute consistency in the offense coming through, which all of this feels weird coming off a day where you put up 8 runs.
Yeah.
But it's coming off a weekend where you didn't put up enough runs.
Yeah. They're kind of just holding it together with tape and string. And that's not a recipe for postseason success. You mentioned that earlier, and it's definitely worth mentioning. Like, they can get there.
Oh, yeah.
And they will get there, I believe.
I feel so bad about my negative demeanor right now.
No, again, it's fair.
They continue to find enough wins. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, the Mariners are not going to track you down or anything. Somebody else was mentioning on the text line how some of the other teams at the top of the AL are also going through kind of skids of sorts. Like, maybe this is just a August into September lull or whatever, just in baseball generally. All that's fine and good. I just, the things that we've constantly held out hope for, okay, these are going to change things, are not consistent enough for me to be like, okay, when you go into the postseason, when you're facing off against ostensibly only good teams, what can I be assured of?
Mm-hmm.
And starting pitching to a point, really good back end of the rotation, and then I got question marks in some of these other places. Maybe bullpen, defense.
Yeah.
Right?
Defense, a little bit.
Back bullpen. In the bullpen is what I meant. Apologies.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I go, all right, I feel like I can depend on those. Offense is not one of them.
Yeah, and I know, Jose Altuve in the postseason are magic. Carlos Correa in the postseason are magic. So you can count on that. Yordan as well. But, when you start looking at this squad and the breadth of a postseason series, the totality of it, the confidence level is just not there. They'll get there. I'm pretty confident in that now. But in the postseason, what we're talking about, it just feels like it's going to be really, really a tough task.
We start against the Yankees tonight, and it's Fromber on the mound, as you mentioned.
They're the Yankees' daddies, man.
They are, and the Yankees, again, hopefully they're whack playing in their defensive aspect of things allows the Astros to maybe played a couple more than they would, and you can get a little bit of offense.
Then the Rangers are coming in and they're falling apart. Although they're playing, they're still playing better baseball, but they're losing dudes.
Weird, yeah, they are. They lost. Was it a Valdi that they lost at the end of the season? Who was probably on a Cy Young pace himself.
Yeah.
Speaking of awards, this came in on the YouTube. What's In Loop's consensus on who'll be Rookie of the Year? I'm guessing you mean baseball, but I guess you could mean football. We will kind of make our predictions on what we think the season will look like over this week as we're gearing up for football season. Baseball, AL-wise, it's got to be Nick Kurtz, doesn't it?
It's got to be. Yeah, no, and he's done it consistently and done it at a high level, done it to the Astros. Yeah, it's got to be him. Football?
It's funny because
TBD.
Ashton
Jeanty.
Well, I actually don't think that's a horrible idea. It's funny because I was in the, you know, our Odyssey Houston has a fantasy football league, and I was in there just annoying people and eating free food while they were picking. What was that?
Was he a first rounder?
Unintentionally by Sean Pendergast, because Sean got his computer locked up in a moment where I think
he was a first rounder in our draft.
Yeah, and yeah. I think Sean wanted to go somewhere else, but his computer was not complying, so he ended up getting Jeanty. And my point being, I was trying to console him because he was upset. He was like, "This is not who I wanted." I'm like, "I think he's going to do. I think they're going to feed him."
Yeah, I think he's going to do real well.
I think that offense is going to be two dudes.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, "Hey, Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers, you are the offense. If we're running, Jeanty. If we're throwing, Bowers or Bowers." And here we go off to the races.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what that looks like. But yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping here, including a check-in on a dude who feels like he is the presumptive favorite to be the Eurobasket MVP. Let's talk about that and more next.